Item number seven is our report by our State Water Resources Control Board liaison, Francis Spivey Weber.
For the new board members, particularly one new board member that I hadn't met before, welcome. And I haven't really met either Michael, so welcome to both of you to the board. Thank you for agreeing to do this. It's much bigger than people imagine.
They found out yesterday.
Yes. A trial by fire. Normally, when I try to come to as many of your board meetings as I can, and normally I report on budget items and on appointments issues, but at this point, we don't know quite what the budget's going to do. It's probably not going to be very good, but I don't have any specifics, so I won't report on that. And in terms of appointments, we're in a sweet spot. Right now, the appointments have been made that are going to be made. For those of you who are up for reappointment in September, it probably is time to start thinking about whether you actually want to do this again. And for those who have just been appointed, you will be contacted by the Senate with questions probably, I don't know exactly when, but it'll probably be more toward the summer. And it's an open book test, so you don't have to know. You can ask questions and look it up, but they mostly want to know where you're coming from, and so they're not really interested in technical answers. They're interested in your perspective on the questions that they ask. Jeff, I think, is going to be at the chairs meeting. We're having all the chairs of the nine regional boards gather on the 26th of March in Sacramento with the EOs, and it'll be for many. There are a number of new chairs, so it'll be the first time that some of them will have met each other, and there'll be a sharing of what are the hot things that are going on right now, and also planning then for what we call the WQCC, the Water Quality Coordinating Committee. In November, and we are still struggling with a date. You can imagine with all of you and eight other boards, plus the state board, trying to find a date that works. But we're now looking at the 1st and 2nd. So if you look on your calendar for November 1st and 2nd, it's the Thursday, Friday before the election day on Tuesday. I know. So let Jeff know or let Roger know if you absolutely cannot do those two dates. We have some others after the election where we know some key people can't do it. So we're trying to sort. So let us know. And the last thing that I'm going to there's a lot going on, but there's a lot going on here, so I'm not going to take a lot of time. But I just, again, largely for the newcomers, but also to remind those who are the old-timers, the second state board meeting, which is the second third Tuesday of every month, Tom Howard, who's our executive director, puts out a report on what's going on at the state board. And it's the absolute best place to find out all the things that don't necessarily get announced either in the paper or anywhere. And at the back are the policies that we're working on now. So, and those policies are color-coded to say which ones we're going to try to finish up this year, which ones we will try to finish up next year, which ones we've completed, and we try to keep that updated. So it's a good way for you to stay informed. And just to give you an example of what was in the last one, the Office of Information Management and Analysis, which is a very strong part of the State Water Board, they let us know that the final US EPA approved integrated report, the 303D lists were published. But now they're being published in an interactive map that enables users to view assessed and impaired waters in a region or county, or to zoom in on a specific water body. It also can do specialized displays of those waters assessed for a particular pollutant or pollutant category. For those persons seeking more technical information, every map display of a water body contains additional links to a detailed report outlining the lines of evidence that support the recommendation for the list or whether not to list a pollutant. So that's the kind of information that you get from these reports, and particularly in the IT area, we're just kind of zooming along in terms of making things accessible to the public. So certainly you should know about it as well. Thank you.
Before you go, I'd like to check in and see how November 1st or 2nd looks.
Oh, okay.
So we could kind of give you a heads up. Does everyone have their calendars here? Any thoughts about November 1st or 2nd? That's okay, Jean-Pierre? Mike Jordan?
Working on it.
It's okay with me. How about you? November 1st?
My term's up.
Well, are you going to be in a 30-day window?
I don't know. It's up to the governor.
Yeah.
Well,
are you going to ask to do it?
He doesn't know, but how does your calendar look?
The calendar is good.
That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Monica?
Yeah,
it's okay. Mike Johnston?
Yeah. I'm open right now, but there is a possibility that I will go out of state to work somewhere else on the election,
okay.
In which case I would not be there.
Okay. Yep. Well, it looks like you'd have a majority
okay.
of us.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you for pointing out the advances that are going on in terms of making leading edge. I know the leading edge of the work that's going on at State Board in terms of providing access to all of the data that has been built through many different components, many different levels of ongoing funding that's been knit together over time. We've all been looking forward to a time when that could happen. We've all been looking forward to a time when this data is really going to be now maximized in terms of not only what we are going to be able to do with it, but also in terms of how the regulated community can also begin to use that information and also come to some understanding of how the information is driving policy and how the information also can benefit the work that they have to do,
exactly.
What we are asking of them. And I think yesterday in particular, the 303D impaired water body element of the irrigated ag order is a core issue for those that are just coming into kind of putting this map together for themselves of how the policy, how the data, how the science, and how the technology has to be integrated. And that's what we're asking of our regulated community. Mm-hmm. And so this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy
to
hear that this is finally coming in place, because I know that this work has been going on for a long time.
It has, and it's actually going beyond my imagination.
Well, that's Thank wonderful.
How Thank many you. State board members do we have now? Is it three or four?
We have three.
Three.
Three
so.
Fabulous people.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. It's two fewer people than it's a time saver. It's the governor's saving some money, but it will be. Tam and I are up. This is our last term too, we haven't decided about reappoint, or no one's decided whether anyone would get reappointed or not. But I am advising the governor's office that it would be cruel to bring someone in brand new in January, let's say, or a couple of people brand new in January, when they're going to have to deal with the Delta, which is another kind of ag waiver type thing. So.
Okay.
Michael Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Can you copy it on that State Board EO report?
You have on occasion. I've actually asked that they email us when they finish it and distribute it, so then I would know that it's actually out instead of having to search it out. So I made a note to ask for that again.
Figured you had. Thank you, Roger.
Okay. And Board Member Delgado has arrived.
Yes.
So now we have everybody. Go ahead. And Bruce, you missed Fran Spivey Weber, who just spoke. She's our liaison from the State Water Resources Control Board. But she was letting us know of some potential dates for the Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting up in Sacramento.
Oh, great.
And November 1st and 2nd are some tentative dates for that. Do you have your calendar with you?
I do.
Could you just take a quick look and see?
Yes. Good morning, Fran. I'm sorry for my lateness today.
Are you up for election November 6th, Mr. Mayor?
I am.
Okay. So I guess that's probably not a good time for you, right?
That's a great time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got it.
So.
Yeah.
It's
the Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday's better, but both are doable.
Okay. All right. You got our answer. Good. All right. Thank you very much, Fran.